We chatted defense with coordinator George Edwards and started the conversation with a progress report on second-year corner Trey Waynes.
He did some good things, but definitely there are some things that we've talked to him after evaluating the tape that I think, you know, can help him, you know, be more beneficial to us defensively with playing up their press, getting up on top of the routes, those types of deals. Understanding the situations and what teams are going to do, you know, once he's in that position. So I think it was a learning experience for him, and I look for him to continue to get better.
Out of the shotgun, takes the snap, fires right, incomplete, no flags. A.J. Green, the intended target, singled up Pete against Trey Waynes.
I think he understands a little bit more of the coverage concepts that we're trying to get accomplished, where, you know, he was probably playing a little bit more man before, and just technically and fundamentally it's a little bit different what we're asking him to do. And you can tell that now his recognition of different things that the offenses are trying to do to him, he continually keeps improving on that. But I think he came back with a good grasp of it, and now we just got to, you know, continue to fine-tune it.
McCarron goes back to pass. It's a fade deep right side on Trey Waynes, and Trey knocked it away at the 30-yard line.
As the body of the game went the entire game, from the ones all the way through the end of the game, what are some things you liked?
Well, the one thing about it is they never quit. So, I mean, all of a sudden they drove the ball down there, a 22-yard play. They get down there in the red zone, and they're able to stop them. I mean, that was big. Improving on the things, you take the same play that we had earlier in that drive that we gave up too many yards on. We get in a situation later in the drive, they recognize it, they go react the proper way. That's a credit to them that they saw it, we got it cleaned up, and then we moved on to the next thing.
We'll talk about this coming up shortly with wide receiver Charles Johnson on Vikings game plan, but Georgia's secondary is very deep. And we saw that in the preseason opener against Cincinnati, even with a 10-year veteran, former first-round pick Michael Griffin. I thought Michael made some good plays, did you?
Yeah, he really did. And you know, we moved him from strong safety to free safety. During the course of that week against Cincinnati, you had to play some nickels. So he's really starting to understand and being able to play a little bit more and not thinking quite as much. And you can see it, you know, and how quick he's reacting to things on the field.
Granted, to a different level because he hasn't been in the league as long as Michael, but Antoine Exum Jr., he played early in the game, had a pass breakup, played late in the game, and had a sack. Is Antoine coming along okay?
Yeah, he is.
Here comes Exum. Boom! Hits what caught on a safety blitz. Antoine Exum Jr.
You see his athleticism when he's out there in the field and those types of deals. But, you know, the big thing is just making sure he stays on top of assignments, alignments, the technique and the fundamental of it. You know, he's done better over the course of the all season than carrying over in the training camp.
After a big run, he turns it over. Anthony Barr punched it away. It
shows what hustle, effort, and speed can do for you. A tremendous play going after the ball.
What are some things with linebacker Anthony Barr when he's healthy and completely on his game that causes pause for you and you just go back and go like, whoa, that's really good?
Being his size and being able to be effective as a rusher, being able to be effective as a coverage guy, leveraging routes down the field. I mean, he's a big man to have to throw the ball over the top of. So when he's on top of it and he's healthy, like you said, I mean, he's a tough match. I mean, they've got to make a decision and protection and all those type deals. So that's an advantage for us.
It might be helpful to block him. They don't, and Anthony Barr makes them pay. He is a game-changing player, a huge presence in the middle of the field.
Rookie corner Mackenzie Alexander had an interception in the Cincinnati game. He's feisty, isn't he?
He really is. I mean, he likes to get up there and get his hands on, you know, the receivers early in the down, and he's done a good job of that. But, you know, credit to him, playing a nickel and playing outside as a rookie. I mean, he's got a lot on his plate, and he's really done a good job, you know, working through the mental aspect of it.
From the Cincinnati game into the Seattle game, what are a few progress points you're looking to achieve?
Well, the one thing coming out of that game we're really trying to focus on is making sure that we understand our fits as far as run fits, understanding, you know, how aggressive we want to play downhill to get on and off blocks. So really focusing on those things. I know we played these guys twice last year, but we're really focusing this week on us and making sure we're improved on what it is we're trying to get accomplished and not so much into a game plan mode.
And a week and change when the team gets to U.S. Bank Stadium. It'll be the first football game at U.S. Bank Stadium, third preseason game, August 28th, against the Chargers. It will be loud. It'll have a good feel to it, but it's still a preseason game. When you get into the regular season, George, in that building, where do you think it will assist your defense?
I think especially in a third down situations, you know, it'll really help us, you know, with them having problems hearing the snap count, or whether they're rechecking, you know, their protection or whatever it is that they're trying to do. We really think that's going to be an advantage to us in critical parts of the game. You know, when momentum changes, whether you're in the red zone or whether you're backed out coming up, or, you know, where the offense is backed up coming out, you know, those are situations where you can really, it can be an advantage for you.